From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The numbers increase daily. More than 350 people detained or arrested since the 11th of September. Some have been released. Some have been held since the attacks. They are in custody for immigration or other violations, or as possible material witnesses. All are being investigated for any link to New York, the Pentagon, the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. Steve Salzberg teaches criminal procedure and evidence at George Washington University. He says what's happening is unprecedented.
It is very far-reaching, and in almost any other circumstance, civil libertarians would be screaming. Those of us who tend to focus on the Fourth Amendment a lot would be screaming, but we've never had a situation exactly like this, where you had a massive attack on New York City and Washington, D.C., carefully orchestrated, admittedly at a low technical level. And I think the response is we've got to be sure that there isn't going to be another wave of this before we figure out what's happened.
Remind us, please, of the provisions of the Fourth Amendment.
Fourth Amendment basically provides that there shall be no unreasonable searches and seizures. And as interpreted by the Supreme Court, what that means is usually, but not always, we require warrants and we require probable cause, which is a term of art, to arrest people and to conduct most searches and most seizures.
In the Los Angeles Times, Daniel Dodson, a spokesman for the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, has said, I get a sense there's been a de facto suspension of habeas corpus, which I guess is allowed during a declaration of war.
I think that's probably an overstatement. I'm not sure we've suspended the writ of habeas corpus. What we've used is the statutory power we don't usually use for material witnesses and immigration authority that we have in the past used selectively in order to deal with a crisis.
If you have somebody on a material witness case, you can tell the judge you have to keep them in jail because if we let them go, they'll flee.
Yes, and you have to generally convince the court that there are no circumstances like bail, conditions of release to a halfway house or putting them in custody of a third party, no conditions that would be adequate to assure their presence. Now, in a minor case, we just don't insist upon this very often because if they do flee, it's not the end of the world. In this investigation, the concern is that the people who might flee may have the most important knowledge that we would need both to solve the question of what happened already and to help us predict what might happen in the future.
We have the case of the radiologist in San Antonio, Dr. Al-Badr Al-Hazmi. He was held on material witness charges, and he's now free. His lawyer says he was denied the right to speak with an attorney, and he was interviewed without an attorney being present. Do you know of this happening in other cases?
It's somewhat ironic in our country, but it's true that we have recognized a constitutional right to counsel that comes under our Sixth Amendment for people who are formally accused of crime. We don't generally have a constitutional right to counsel for people who are witnesses or for people who are involved, say, in deportation proceedings, civil proceedings, non-criminal. And the irony, of course, is that the person who is suspected of being the lawbreaker gets additional protections that we don't give to people who are not yet at that level of suspicion.
Your students at George Washington, are they saying to you, Professor Salzberg, they're just rounding up people? Can they do that in this country?
One of the dangers in every democracy is that as long as they're rounding up them and not us, we don't care that much. And the them here are people from the Middle East who are Islamic or who appear to be. The we or the us are people who don't look like that and aren't from there. And there is too frequently a tendency to say, if we need to do that to them to protect us, it's okay. We try to remind our students that they serve the law, they serve the Constitution, they serve our historic principles best when they make sure that people are treated as individuals to the greatest extent possible.
Professor Salzberg, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Steve Salzberg, he teaches criminal procedure and evidence at George Washington University.